I'll change to the next picture, which is this is picture number 20. And the reason I took this picture is to show this little boy who's running around the marketplace with absolutely nothing on, but this other boy ran in front of me. And this is some china that I maybe even imported from Hong Kong that is being sold in the marketplace. And they sell silk, and they sell linen, and they sell hats and baskets, and I didn't show any pictures of it, but they have all kinds of black market things like cigarettes and Folgers coffee and Tide and things that they have obviously gotten from GIs that they sell for about four times their value. And the other thing they have a lot of are little stands where they make meat sandwiches, and they're sort of like poor boys, and I don't see how anybody in their right mind could eat them, but every once in a while you see a GI who's sitting there eating. This last picture, number 21, is a picture that I waited about 20 minutes to take because I saw this girl with this huge thing just weighted down with all kinds of goodies. I think those are watermelon that you see on the left. Now, waiting for her to get up and move out, and these things must weigh about 100 pounds, and you can see that she supports one on either end on a pole over her shoulder. And you can see another one walking towards her with the same type of thing. And this is the way they transport their goods to the marketplace. They carry the various things in these little baskets over their shoulders. And I am not exactly sure what is in all those baskets, but you can see that it looks like it's quite a heavy thing. Well, that's all the pictures I have for now, and I'll send these off tonight, and with the tape. I think I'll wait to finish the tape until I get mail this afternoon so I can answer any questions that you have at that time, because right now it's it's about 3:30 in the afternoon, and I'm just relaxing in the hooch, listening to some music and dictating a little bit. Pretty soon I'm going to sit down and practice my guitar a little bit. Okay, I'll talk to you a little later. Hi again. I just got the mail. I didn't get any letter from you, but got two nice cards, one from John O'Hara. And he really didn't have much to say except that he said he hoped to be seeing you soon. And he said he played handball with Arnie Kalin. That was down at the LA Athletic Club. He doesn't mention anything about, as I said, about, you know, his practice and everything, but I guess things are going all right. I also got a letter from John. Actually, it was from Rose. And, you know, she said much of the same thing she said to you. And she said she was very impressed with Bobby's Christmas card. She said she had no idea that I was from a famous family. And John says, "We should have guessed. Nobody who wears a hat like mine on a golf course can come from from ordinary stock." I thought that was really cute. I'm going to send you all the Christmas cards as soon as, as soon as Christmas is over, so I can send everything at once. I'll also send you back Jeffrey's report card. Honey, I'm really sorry about not being able to get a hold of you. I've still been trying to make a telephone call, but I haven't been able to get through. I'll probably wait until after Christmas and see if I can try then. By the way, by the time you get this, it'll certainly be after Christmas. And Gary and Jeffrey, I hope that you enjoyed the radios I sent you. And I hope they work all right. They got the batteries in there, and if you need any more batteries, I'm sure Mommy can get them for you. Actually, the batteries should last for months and months, so I don't think you'll have any trouble. I just want you to promise that you'll take good care of both the radios and the binoculars. Because when I want to get home, I want to see them just the same way that I sent them. I don't want to see them all broken up. By the way, I hope you boys enjoyed the pictures I sent. In about a week, I'll send some more. And they'll be also of Bung Tao. And some of Cu Chi. I bet you boys are having fun during Christmas vacation, playing a lot. The weather's very nice here. It's been in the high 80s and very sunny, and it hasn't rained at all in the past, about the past month. And in fact, it's not going to rain here until about May. So it's very, very lovely, except for the fact that I'm so far away from you all. And I sure miss you a lot, and I especially missed you during this vacation period, and Christmas and Hanukkah. And all I can think of is a lot of fun we're going to have next year at this time. Ruthie, the new orthopedist is just working out beautifully. I was so tired when I dictated the last tape and wrote the letter that I'm not sure I told you everything about him, but as I said, he's had 6 months of training, and he's real interested in orthopedics, and I think he's going to work out just fantastic. He started to work a little bit today, and he's got a lot to learn about our special problems over here, but I think he'll do just fine. He certainly is so much better than the last fellow we had, that Mo Levine, that I just can't tell you. I still haven't heard from Levine, and I really don't know why he left yet, but I'm sure we'll be hearing from him soon. I noticed you mentioned one of your letters about the money again. So far, my bank account only has about $130 in it, because I've been putting everything into the savings account, and pretty soon, well, in fact, the end of this month, there'll be about $1,200 in the checking account. If you need money, ask me, because I'd rather not send it to you, because I want to save that money to buy the things we want to buy when we go to Hong Kong. And honey, I again urge you to, if we need the money, to just go ahead and borrow it, either from your mother or from Dick, because with the 10% interest that I could pay them at, with no sweat, I don't see any reason why anybody would not want to lend you some money, because 10% interest is a fantastic rate. You know, we do have about 40, I think it's $4,400 or so in the savings account right now. We have $4,400 in a savings account with the Army that'll be available either the day I get out of the Army, or if we elect to leave it in an extra 3 months at 10% interest, I can do that. So, you know, there's no sweat. Even if you have to borrow $1,000, it'll still leave us with $3,500 when I get out, you know, with the interest that accumulates. And certainly with $3,500, we can, you know, buy any new furniture that you need right away, or any new clothes you need right away. And I'm sure by the time, don't forget, by the time I'm in practice 2 months, I'll be probably bringing in about $3,000 a month, so that I don't think we'll have any trouble whatsoever. So please don't hesitate to borrow anything that you think you need. Well, I'm going to say goodbye for now and wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I love you and miss you very, very much. And I'll talk again very soon. Goodbye.